There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. 56% of job seekers say their biggest challenge is finding a job that matches their qualifications, according to an Express Employment Professionals Harris Poll survey. The job search can be a lonely process, but Express Employment Professionals can be your one connection to finding a job that fits. Each year, hundreds of thousands of people find work through their local Express office. Find the location near you at expresspros.com. With no fees for job seekers, visit expresspros.com.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Oh, yeah. It is the Odd Couple. I'm Chris Broussard alongside my partner,
Rob Parker.
And we're coming to you live from the TireRack.com studios. TireRack.com is the way tire buying should be. And this right here, the Odd Couple, is the way sports talk radio should be. So keep it locked here. For the next 3 hours on Fox Sports Radio, the iHeartRadio app, or Sirius XM Channel 83, however you may be listening. Of course, remember that the Fox Sports Radio Bracket Challenge is live. All right, you can see the standings and get the rules now at foxsportsradio.com. Two winners get the ultimate college sports trip for two with graduate hotels where college fans stay. And, of course, it's all sponsored by Tractor Supply. With that said, let me welcome in my partner, Rob Parker. What's up, man?
What's happening, Mr. Chris Broussard?
You sound like you're dropped.
No, I know. How are you on the East Coast with the earthquake in the New York, New Jersey? Did you feel it, Chris?
I've been getting so many texts and people asking me about it and calls. I know. But I didn't feel it.
So you didn't feel it?
I didn't feel it.
Because it happened.
Everybody else seemed to feel it, but I didn't. I mean, maybe I felt something and I didn't think anything
about it. Yeah, because Gleyber Torres was up taking BP for the Yankees, Chris, during it and just kept swinging.
Did they show it? Like, did you see anything?
Was it rocking? Yeah, it was hard to really see. It wasn't like it was, like a massive swinging back and forth. They said it was right then during his time.
I mean, it was a 4.7 on the Richter, 4.8.
Wow.
So, that's significant.
But especially for the East Coast, though. You know what I mean?
I was out today. We didn't have first things first, so I went out to eat with somebody for lunch. Everything is normal. I mean, as far as I can tell. Yeah, no. So I didn't feel it. But, Rob, I want to make an announcement. tomorrow I will get this. You'll be surprised. I'm speaking at the Princeton Theological Seminary.
Wow.
And, you know, at the Ivy League Princeton School. Yes. Yes. Thank you, Mary Mary.
So
it is a part of a panel discussion on a documentary I was in called Unspoken, which unearths the substantial history and contributions that African people have made to the religion of Christianity, not here in America, but in Africa, you know, where Ethiopia is one of the oldest Christian nations in the world. And some of the founding, many of the founding members out after Christ, but many of the most prominent theologians were Christian, were African. So that's what the documentary is about. And I'll be on a panel discussion for it. It's called Examining Christianity and the Black American Experience.
Oh, that's awesome.
So send your folks, Rob.
Yes, to go see you.
Tomorrow, 1 p.m. at Princeton Theological Seminary.
That's very
what
nice.
What other sports writers are speaking at Theological Seminary?
Zero. Zero. You know this. We wrote the story about you leaving the business. An Oscar.
Yes.
Chris, you remember
yes.
that?
Yes.
You know who wrote a story in Oscar? You won't even believe this. Who wrote
Stephen A?
Stephen A. Didn't I send it to you? Yeah, freelance article.
Well, I mean, I think you have a lot of big time people
writing
where they ended up being big time.
Yep.
You know what I mean? I wrote an article there.
I think you did.
I can't remember who I wrote it, but I wrote one.
Did you write one about Mike Freeman? Who wrote? There's an article about Mike Freeman who was at the time that I don't think you wrote that,
but
you did write.
I wrote one.
Yeah. That's crazy, ain't it, though? I still have
some
of
those. Yeah, it was a good idea, you know? It was a good idea.
And, at the time, we didn't have anything, so.
Right, right. All right, well, the Odd Couple crew on the ones and twos. Mary, Mary!
Why you bugging? You know why she's bugging? She's bugging because she's 21 years old and she's got a big party planned tomorrow.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yes.
I do.
Oh, wow. Where's it at?
It's going to be at my
crib.
New place.
At your place? Oh, new place. Wow. Mm-hmm. You live in large.
You live in large, 21.
In LA,
not
got
living
a
large.
New place?
This is a struggle.
No, it's all right.
All right.
You
well,
ain't struggling. You know what?
Is Rob going to be there?
I said I might have
Rob
to.
Rob likes hanging out with 20-somethings. That's
we'll
actually
have fun.
True.
We'll put
That's
out our old school
true.
Jams.
No. You know what?
You
Chris?
Are going to be there, Rob?
No, I'm not going. Are you trying to get me in trouble? I'm not going. No.
On the updates, you heard him, the loquacious Mr. Brian Finley. On the social media, the great Elijah Sabunia. And on the guy running things, he's in for the super producer, Rob G. Our man, Ryan Bershinger. All right, Rob, let's get right to it. Enough fooling around. Big news today. Big news. Not that it's a shocker to everybody, but it's still, you know, big news. Bronny James, the son of the great LeBron James, is entering the NBA draft. Now, he's entering the draft, Rob, but he also is entering the NCAA portal. So he's keeping his eligibility to still play in college. So the plan is that they will, you know, have workouts and interviews with various NBA teams. And depending on if any of them, you know, what they say about Bronny, do they want him on their team? Would they draft him? And, Rob, do they have any type of developmental plan where they would put him through that would help him become a better player? A better NBA-type player. And if they don't get the answers they want, then apparently looks like he will remain in college, transfer to some other school, but play another year at least in college. So I'm going to say this. When I first heard it, Rob, this morning, I was like, what? And again, we all knew there was a possibility.
You remember, I said, I still think he was going to do it. I said that. I still think he's going to wind up in the NBA with LeBron.
Yeah,
with the
very, very
I'm serious,
possible.
Chris. That's,
no, I think the Lakers will draft him if he stays in the draft and yep. LeBron wants to stay there and they draft him. But I thought he's not ready from what we saw at USC. Averaged, 4 or 5 points. Didn't start. The team wasn't very good. And I thought, I know LeBron's got the pull to get him in, but I'm not sure this is best for Bronny.
But you know what?
When I looked at the further plan, as I just explained, like he's just gonna see, are our teams willing to develop him, and could he improve more in the NBA with a team working with him than he could in college? You're gonna at least look at it and be interviewed and see what teams think. Then I started to feel better about it. So LeBron and his guys, Rich Paul, Maverick Carter, Randy Mills, they've been very smart about the things throughout LeBron's career, obviously. And to me now, Rob, this is another smart move. If he declares, I mean, I guess that would mean a team is willing to really work with him and see if he can improve. But I think it's a good move because it gives you options. And I like it more when I heard the full plan.
I think that it's the only move for Bronny.
Really?
Yeah, and from this standpoint, Chris. Unfortunately, he had, the cardiac arrest, and he was able to get back on the court and play. And he didn't play well. Anybody else with 4 points in college, wouldn't be talking about this, okay?
Right.
But he can't afford to go back to college and not play well. So he has a built-in excuse of why maybe, Chris, he wasn't as good as maybe people thought he was.
Which I think there is legitimacy to that.
No, it could be,
right.
I'm just saying.
He missed a lot of months.
But would you agree, like you could use that as a reason why? You can't use that if he goes back for a second year and averages 4 or 5 points in college, right?
Okay.
If he's healthy.
Okay.
So I don't think I'm not so sure they want any more Bronny and college stuff. Hey, I truly believe, Chris, he will be with the Lakers next year. Like without question.
Well, there's been reports that they would draft him.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
They're going to do whatever they can to make LeBron happy. I've said it from jump. And LeBron, let's be honest, he can't keep waiting. We talked about it before, Chris. First of all, that'll be, what is this, year 20? And next year will be 21. So say if he waited and Bronny went to college, you're talking about year 22. There's also a chance that at his age, something could happen. He could get hurt.
Oh, of course.
And then he never even gets that chance because Bronny went to college for another year, and then LeBron gets hurt, and then he's going to miss a year. I'm just saying, speculating.
The only thing I disagree with there, I don't think the priority should be that LeBron and Bronny play.
No, I agree. I agree with that.
I think it should be what's best for Bronny.
I agree.
And you make a good point. Now, here's the counter argument to that. If he goes back next year and doesn't play well, say he averages 9 points, he's okay. He starts, on a mediocre team. He's fine, but certainly not looking like an NBA prospect.
Right.
LeBron, now you're right. I guess if LeBron got hurt, but you would think LeBron, and of course he's combined with Rich Paul, who's one of the most powerful agents in the league, they still could probably get Bronny drafted.
Would you agree with that? I'm not saying that it's impossible, but the scrutiny, and then it would be like, oh, he's a charity case.
That's going to be there. You don't think that's going to be there this year?
No, because I think he has the what you said, some of it is legit about him being, the cardiac arrest and missing time. Like, you could use
but
that.
But he wasn't a definite
NBA prospect.
I get you. You know what I mean?
But a second bad year, a subpar year, then I agree.
It would make it look worse. There's no doubt.
That's all.
That's all I'm saying.
It would look like, oh wow, okay, this is
right.
They're just doing this for LeBron, and he shouldn't even be in the league.
I do think that there's going to be some sentiment of that anyway.
Oh yeah.
Let's say you're right. He goes to the Lakers this year.
Oh, there's
people are
going to
be kind and people are going to be respectful because of LeBron. At least publicly. But players in the league,
there's no doubt.
Maybe in the locker room if he's taking a guy's. Because here's the thing. If LeBron can get him drafted, can he get him minutes? Now, I don't think, I would assume LeBron's not playing much if he's on the Lakers next year.
You would assume
that. Because I think the plan would be when he's practicing, Like, because LeBron said it on his podcast with J.J. Redick. He questioned how much the college game prepares you for the NBA game today. So I think that's part of thinking, too, is Bronny's not really going to get prepared in college. So let's get him in the NBA, get him working with the coaches, learning what he needs to learn. And I think that would be what would happen, Rob, if he plays with the Lakers. I don't think you'd see him much in the games. But if you did see him in the games, I just think there's always that possibility that guys are going to think, Rob, oh, he's just here because of his dad. Remember what Austin Rivers said that was the case with him, right, with Doc Rivers?
No, it's a tough spot to be in. You know that. And we see it. We've seen it in our business. You know what I mean? There's guys, and then you got to make your own way. Chris, and be your own dog. You know what I mean? As far as play-by-play guys, mostly you see a lot.
I'm glad you brought that up. Well, play-by-play guys are
right. You know what I mean?
That's different from what I'm about to say, because you're right. I mean, nepotism, and you could classify this as some form of that, is rampant, Rob. You know, in the sports industry, I mean, we talked about Bill Belichick's son. Who was the coach for the Chiefs? Todd Haley, like, played
who
golf.
Who played golf in college, never even played football.
I mean, there are guys, last night, the Nuggets,
Andy Reid's kids.
Yeah.
Andy Reid's
Michael boys. Malone got ejected last night from the Nuggets game, and the assistant who replaced him was his dad was a coach, like Adelman. It was David Adelman.
Are you
Rick
serious?
Adelman's son. Yeah.
And of course, Malone's
and Mike
father,
Malone is Brendan Malone.
Right, yeah, Brendan Malone with the Pistons. Right.
It's all over the league. This is the one thing I would say, though, that makes it a little different. Because some have said, hey, especially as an African American, yo, white people been using this nepotism all throughout American history to get their kids into these great jobs and things like that. I'm not going to be mad at a brother for doing it, which I'm with that. But the difference is your average person in the corporate world, Rob, who gets the nepotism, no, everybody's not seeing his performance
100%
every time.
It's totally different, right?
Yeah, like if you're a player and it's nepotism, I mean, they're going to see.
But we talked about this with Urban Meyer and Tebow. You remember that, like when he tried to get Tebow on the team? And you got to remember, Chris, the problem with that is you're taking some other player's job, and the players know
money.
The players know who belongs and who doesn't. You know what I mean?
Right.
He's a coach or a GM or in the front office, but this dude can't play. Like we're watching, like we know he can't. He don't deserve a spot on the team. That's the different part.
All right, 877-99 on Fox. Your turn to weigh in. Bronny James, the son of LeBron, is going to the NBA, or at least putting it out there. Looks like he's strongly considering entering the NBA draft. What are your thoughts here at the iCouple Fox Sports Radio, 877-99 on Fox?
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to check us out live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for The Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR. Hey, it's me, Rob Parker. Check out my weekly MLB podcast, Inside the Parker, for 22 minutes of piping hot baseball talk featuring the biggest names and newsmakers in the sport. Whether you believe in analytics or the eye test, we've got all the bases covered. New episodes drop every Thursday, so do yourself a favor and listen to Inside the Parker with Rob Parker on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Get in on the playoff action and win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks as you and the world's best players take the game to a new level during basketball's postseason. Right now, you can win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks with as little as 4 correct picks. That's right. You can now turn $10 into $1,000 on Prize Picks, America's number one fantasy sports app. Prize Picks has something for every sports fan, from basketball and hockey to League of Legends and everything in between. With quick withdrawals, easy gameplay, and an enormous selection of players and stat types, it's easy to see why Prize Picks is the number one fantasy sports app. Just last week, I was strolling through the Prize Pick app during a commercial break, checking out the primetime basketball schedule for the night. I had been on a hot streak that week, so I figured, let me throw down $10 on a few guys and see what happens. And you know what? I turned $10 into over $200. Download the app today and use the code ODD for your first deposit match of up to $100. To get a first deposit match of up to $100, download the app today and use the code ODD. Pick more, pick less. It's that easy.
All right, game off. We gotta pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying, flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games like Digging for Treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go, so get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
A lot of people want to weigh in, not surprisingly, on this topic, Rob, so we're going to take calls this segment and the following segment after Brian Finley gives us the update. So 877-99 on Fox if you want to weigh in. Let's start, Rob. Let's get it going.
All right, Chili Tim in Atlanta. You're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What's up, Tim?
What up, Rob? What up, Chris?
What up, Noop? How you doing?
I'm doing good, man. Y'all, you know, you got to change it. Playing Rick James, got to change it to Freaky Friday, baby. You know what I'm saying?
That's right.
But, man. A couple quick points. First of all, the hypocrisy of LeBron James knows no end, okay? Here's my first point. Where is the meritocracy in sports now? It's just gone. So, you know, Anthony Soprano Jr. can get a spot on the roster just because his dad is Tony Soprano. I mean, is that where we're going now?
It's not supposed to be like that, and not when you talk about the level playing field and people, like Chris talked about, performance. You could see, you know what I mean? Like,
right.
Like,
it's like, not fair that it happens, you know, in the scouting department and in the front office.
I agree.
The difference is those people aren't front and center.
Exactly.
For everybody to say, oh, man, he don't know what he's doing. Oh, he's not good enough. He not, you know, and that could be hard on Bronny if that comes to pass.
And my second point is LeBron talked about, you know, whether the college game prepares them for the NBA. the NIL. He's getting in the NIL, and it's the same difference.
Yeah, I mean, Bronny, here's the thing, the interesting thing about Bronny, and another reason why you might not be that bothered by him doing this, Rob, let's face it, he doesn't need college. I mean, if he really wants to get a degree, he can always go back and get one. And the plan wasn't for him to get the degree right away anyway, right? The plan was for, ideally, Rob, he would have killed it this year and played great and been a draft pick anyway. No, that was the plan.
That absolutely
and so,
was the plan.
Right. And let's play, he's also, I mean, his dad's a billionaire. So he obviously doesn't need money, but he's got his own money. I think Bronny's like a millionaire himself, just himself. He's got the video. He's big into gaming, and he's got the NIL. So, and obviously, you know, he could easily work for his dad's companies, you know, or Rich Paul or Maverick Carr. I mean, he doesn't need the degree, so it's not like he got to stay in college.
I think about this real quick. He's there, sailing, and it just depends on how well he plays. And once LeBron's out of the league, do you know what I mean? How they treat Bronny at post if he doesn't play that well?
Yeah, I think it's going to depend on how good he is.
That's what I mean.
If he hasn't improved to the point where he's like a legitimate NBA player.
Once LeBron is done, he'll probably be done.
Rich Paul, though, again, Rob, you know agents have a lot of power. And they can threaten, you know. I mean, the ice is chilled now and they made amends. But there was a time when Rich Paul would not deal with the Knicks. And they weren't getting his players. And so you do still have some power in that regard.
Yeah, but I don't know if you can force people to take somebody who keeps not playing well. You know, I know what you're saying.
Make him a 15th man. But I hear you. It'd be interesting.
Ed in Las Vegas, you're on the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio. What's up, Ed?
Hey, guys. Great show.
Thank you.
Two points I want to make. I grew up in Chicago back in the Bulls heyday era, and I remember when Jordan, he and LeBron are both generational players, but I remember when Jordan's kids went into college, and they averaged more than 4 points a game, just saying. But anyway.
Right.
They realized they were not their dad.
Right.
If you can't translate, if you can't, I don't want to use the word hack, but if you can't put a decent performance up at the university level, your NBA career is going to be short, very short.
It wouldn't be an NBA. Let's just keep it real. Right now. Now, whether a year or two from now Bronny's good enough,
right now he shouldn't be.
This wouldn't even be a consideration if he wasn't LeBron James' son.
No doubt. I mean,
and Rob, here, Marcus Jordan, who is Michael Jordan's son, one of them, he played at the University of Central Florida. Rob, he averaged 15 points, 8 points as a freshman, 15 as in his second year, 13.7 as a junior. I mean, I tell you what. LeBron is a lot more expansive in his thinking off the court than Michael Jordan.
Well,
we know that. I don't think this even ever crossed his mind, but he could have. I mean, you can look at Marcus's numbers and say, was he comparable to Bronny?
Yeah, I just don't think Mike, that was on his radar. Like,
no, that's what I'm saying. I don't think he was thinking of it.
I don't even think that. And some people might look at it differently.
I don't think he was even thinking about that.
No. All right, let's do Brian Finley, and we'll take more calls coming up. Okay?
All right, 877-99 on Fox. If you want to weigh in, hit us up. But for now, be Finn.
Let's go. Chris and Rob, here we go.
So you're going to the league, too. Are you entering the NBA draft as well?
Everybody is. I think I could be a fifth-round selection, even though they only have two rounds, right? Yes. They'll make exception.
Okay.
Remember back in the day.
There was like 20 rounds, 15 rounds. I don't even know how they would have
Rob,
many players
believe
in the
it
country.
Or not, there was a guy from Oberlin who played there 2 years before I got
there.
He got drafted, yeah.
And what round? Like the
12th?
12th?
He was a great player. You know, at the Division III level, he was great. He actually played fairly well in camp, but, you know, he didn't make the team.
Right.
See, the problem is, guys, I don't have the benefit of nepotism in any way, shape, or form. So I feel like I'm at a disadvantage.
Join the club. Yeah. Right. Yeah. Nobody in my family. I wish.
Yeah, I know, right? Yeah.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Dre in Michigan. You're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What's up, Dre?
Hey, what's up, my guys? Y'all all right?
Yes,
yeah,
sir.
Be good, brother.
Yeah, I know I'm breaking the rules, but I had to call on this one, man.
I know you wanted to get in, no doubt. I know people want to get in on this.
Like I told your caller, man, that'd be like if one of Chris Broussard's daughter was a litter and he said, you know what, leave college and go try to be a writer so we can share a byline. They'll teach you how to read and write. You know what I'm saying? That doesn't even make sense. I understand he called himself
Well,
king.
Illiterate's a
he's
little a far, right. But I'm just, you know, but just but, wasn't but, a really good
what you mean.
Like, wasn't a professional but, level writer.
Like, Chris couldn't get her a job at the New York Times. It just wouldn't happen.
You're right. I mean, I understand he's the king, but it's not a birthright, you know, to get into the NBA. And it's like,
I hear you.
He's going to be resented by his teammates and scorned by his opposition, man. He's in for a rough road.
The one place – you're making a lot of sense. We've talked about this
we
danger.
Know,
this.
Yep.
The one place, Rob, if he gets drafted by the Lakers, I think that would be the softest landing spot for him.
He could be sheltered.
Because, they love LeBron. They call him the GOAT. You know, like, they're going to take care of him. The teammates, I don't think, would turn on him. But if he were to go somewhere else – I think it would be rough sledding for him.
No doubt. Josh in Arizona, you're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What's up, Josh?
How y'all boys doing, man?
Doing great.
We good, man.
And I want to say I appreciate you, Chris, for speaking on Christianity. God going to continue to bless you and your family for that.
Thank you, brother. I appreciate that, man. I receive
it. All right. No, let's get down to it. It would be diabolical work for LeBron and the NBA to draft Bronny James. If we want to be honest, we knew in high school that he was never supposed to be ranked that high, never supposed to be a McDonald All-American like they had him listed, and probably shouldn't be playing Power 5 basketball. No disrespect to the Kelly.
How closely do you follow, real talk, because how closely do you follow the high school game to make that type of statement?
Well, close enough to know he was averaging 15 points a game, and every time he played, he might have given you one or two impact plays. Now, I haven't played at the highest levels, but I played mid-major, played professional, so I know he got drafted in the G League, so I know, I have a vibe for ball.
You know the game, right.
Right, and if you're going to be a McDonald's All-American, I don't know no McDonald's All-Americans averaging 15 points. Or not even, you know, it's just for me.
Well, I think the biggest, like, look, he played at Sierra Canyon. They obviously had a lot of top type, you know, Division I type players. So maybe that affected the stats. I think the bigger argument is just what he did at USC this year. And we know he struggled there.
Big time.
So, but that's Rob, it's interesting because we've already gotten a few callers. So you wonder even how fans are going to look at it.
Yeah. And Chris, it's going to be a PR nightmare for sure. There'll be fans who will ride him unless he's able to produce and play well. You know what I mean? If he starts playing well in the NBA.
I don't even know that that's a consideration initially.
Well,
he's not going to be able to.
But I'm just saying, if he gets out there and has any kind of success. Stanley, in Maryland, you're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What's up, Stanley?
Good day to you, brothers. How you doing?
Doing great. How are you?
Good, man. How are you?
Good and good. Blessed all the time. I just want to jump right in on it right quick because automatically, 100%, I'm looking at take another year and polish yourself because that would minimize all the negativity. I don't think it's going to minimize it as much if you just jump in the pool and not know how deep it is right now. He's not struggling for anything. Don't want for nothing.
The question is this, and Rob brought it up. What if he comes back next year and doesn't play that well?
Yep.
8-9 points a game.
Right, but see, at the same time, I'm the type of person, I'm going to go into a game and leave the ifs at home, because if it was a fifth, we'd all be drunk, right? So leave the ifs at home. Just go in, tunnel vision. If it works, it works. If it don't, it don't. That's right. the way life is.
I agree, but I think he would have, to me, he has an excuse for why he didn't play that well at USC because of the cardiac arrest. And if and that's you could use that. Well, he's way better than that. You know what I mean? He missed months. Right. Right. He had to come back. You know what I mean? He never really got into the groove of playing at USC because he had missed so much time and the team was bad. And then, you know, like you could come up with excuses. If you go out again, fully healthy, Chris, coming off of nothing, right, and don't play that well, people are going to say he's no good. Like he can't play.
No, you're right. And now, look, there's talk because – LeBron, there's talk that he might go, if he comes back to college, he might go to Duquesne, where Drew Joyce Jr., who was LeBron's teammate in high school, is now the head coach. Used to be Keith Danbrot until he retired a week or two ago. And that was LeBron's high school coach. Here's the challenge there to me. If he were to go to Duquesne, Rob, which is not, you know, that's like all, basically like a mid-major, and doesn't play great, then what? Or if he goes there and is not like one of their top players, does Drew Joyce feel the pressure to play him? Because LeBron is, you know what I mean? Like
That's another scenario, man. Chris. Yep.
It's a lot. And look, it's tough being the son of a superstar. I don't want to overstate it because obviously he's blessed. But, you know, life is pretty good for LeBron. Yeah, I'll be
life
right. Let
good.
Me not. Like, LeBron had a much harder upbringing than Bronny. But I'm just saying these are some of the challenges that come with it.
All right, let's just squeeze in one more. Ed from Austin, Texas. You're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What's up, Ed? How are you?
It's Eric, Rob. But what's up, Rob? What's up, Chris?
What's up, man?
Yep, what's up, buddy?
I'm good. Honestly, Chris kind of hit the nail on the head for me. I personally believe Bronny is going to end up transferring to Duquesne. Because I think that's his best route, and I think that's his safest route, honestly.
Do you see the possible pitfall that I just mentioned, though? Like,
yeah,
what if
no,
he doesn't,
definitely.
You know?
I think it'll be easier for him to go there and possibly be decent at a low-level school rather than to go to another Power 5 school and just average 5 points or sit on the bench, God forbid, right? I think it's easier for him to go there, get his wings under him, hopefully develop a little bit more, and then go to the NBA draft.
See, I think there's some wisdom there, Rob. Like, there are a lot of players who, as freshmen, they're not great, but they develop and grow. Jalen Brunson, most of the guys from Villanova, Kyle Lowry, Jalen Brunson, Randy Foy, all these guys that stayed 3 and 4 years, and they came into the NBA smarter than most of the young players. More fundamentally sound, harder workers, all of that. And they've carved really good careers for themselves and reached heights that, quite honestly, most people would not have looked at them as freshmen at Villanova and thought they would reach. And there's nothing saying Bronny couldn't do that. What's making it difficult, Rob, is the timetable of having to play with LeBron.
Right. That's what it's all about. And that's the... That's why it has to be sped up. I said to you before, like, LeBron is on a different clock, Chris, than Bronny. If this was different and LeBron was 5 years younger,
then he probably wouldn't even be considered.
He wouldn't even be considered. Go ahead, get better, and then we'll see you in 2 or 3 years. But he's not on that clock. All right.
Yep. All right. More Odd Couple coming your way. Keep it locked. Fox Sports Radio.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to check us out live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying, flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games like Digging for Treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go, so get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Oh man, it looked like the big 6'7" center, Rob, for South Carolina, Cardoza, is going to the locker room with, looks like maybe an ankle injury. She's limping.
Really?
That's a game changer. It's 30-27 with a minute and a half left in the first half. South Carolina's up. So they could be in trouble, Rob, if they don't have they're big
girls. You hate to see that. You just hate to see. You want people to play.
You want everybody
big
to be
games
healthy.
At full strength. That's all. And it's not possible all the time, Chris, but you'd rather see that.
All right. In basketball, successful game plan starts with the right players. They feel the same way at Tractor Supply. Plus, they add doses of hustle and heart, and that sets them apart. So lace up your sneakers and make the winning play by heading to your local Tractor Supply store. Today is time for Shekel City.
All right, a little Friday night NBA. Let's do the best bet. I got the Mavericks -1.5 at home, Chris, hosting the Golden State Warriors. Mavericks -1.5. Also, what about a big win by the Clippers, Chris? No Kawhi.
That was a big win.
That was big.
No, Jamal Murray, but that's a big win. That's what they needed, Rob.
They did. That was a big win. But tonight, they host Utah. I'm going to take Utah, Chris, +12.5. Now, I expect the Clippers to win, but not by 12.5. Coming off of that, by 2 last night? 102 to 100.
Joker missed the 3 at the buzzer.
Right. So I'm going to go there. And then my third game, I'm going to take the Suns -4.5 at home against the Timberwolves. So Mavericks -1.5, Chris, in Dallas. I got Utah +12.5 on the road against Los Angeles Clippers and the Suns -4.5 at home. And remember, I'm not telling you who to bet on. I'm telling you who I bet on.
Rob, let me ask you this as we stick with the big story of the day, Bronny James entering the NBA draft. Would you want to play with your dad in the NBA or –
Yes.
MLB.
Yes. Only one way, though. Only one way, though, Chris. There's only one way. The younger son has to be the star, not the other way around.
The King Griffey.
The Ken Griffey, Ken Griffey Sr. and Jr. Jr. was the big star.
Yep.
Dad was a pinch hitter off the bench, a fourth outfielder, and it worked, Chris. Nobody, Ken Griffey could still be a fourth outfielder. He wasn't starting next to Junior, you know what I mean?
Right.
He was a left-handed bat off the bench. Nobody had an issue with that. It wasn't even, like, talked about because Ken Griffey could still play in that role.
Yep.
He didn't take anybody's job, like, on the
I think that's a great point.
That's the way
I also think baseball is different. Because it is the ultimate individual team sport. You know what I mean? Like, one player doesn't really impact the other. But I think that's a great point. In that situation, it would be fine. Dad's still good enough to be on the team. Maybe doesn't play a lot.
Right.
But I'm the star. I'm my place on the team isn't questioned. I'm good enough. It in this situation, or let's say the dad's a star and I'm just a – just in general, if I'm not a star, he's not a star, whatever. I think it brings a lot of challenges. We talked about the teammates and even players around the league, what they might feel like or say. But as much as I loved my dad, I mean, we had a great relationship. At 19 years old, 20 years old, I don't know. That's when I'm looking to establish myself. And if I'm the star, I'm already established.
You want to be your own man. Yeah.
I don't think I would in this situation. I think I'd want to kind of be on my own team. Plus, you know, let's face it, at that age, you know, you might want to be kicking it, hanging out. And I'm sure the dad or LeBron would understand that. But it's just, you know, you want to branch out. You've always grown up in the shadow of your great dad. And you're going to want to kind of spread your wings,
but
establish your own identity.
I totally agree. But this is about LeBron, not Bronny. Would you agree with that?
I mean, I don't know.
If they play together, I don't think that. If you're Bronny and you get in the league, Chris, you just want to be in the NBA, right? It doesn't matter.
Yeah.
For LeBron, it's important if he's going to do it. That they're going to be together. That's just the way I think it.
Right. And LeBron has said, Rich Paul said LeBron wants Bronny to be his own man. LeBron has said it's not about us playing. We don't have to play together, all that. I just hope that Bronny's wishes are the priority. That's what I hope. And LeBron's been a tremendous dad. Obviously came from a situation where his dad wasn't there. And he's been a great dad to his three kids. But yeah, I just hope that they're prioritizing Bronny's views and feelings and desires and not LeBron's. You can take LeBron's into consideration, but this should be about Bronny. And I even feel like, Rob, if he doesn't want to go to the NBA right now, then he shouldn't go. And everybody should be good with that.
I agree.
Right? We'll get into this story more. Like we said, it's the news of the day, and you have a chance to weigh in yourself. Keep it locked. iCouple.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.